just want to get your thoughts here. I know, obviously, this wasn't the game that you anticipated yourselves playing for at the beginning of the season. Now that you are here, just what are your thoughts on this matchup and going up against a team like Iowa?
Yeah, you know, we're excited to, you know, just have a bowl opportunity. You know, I just having friends that go to USC that, you know, don't have a chance to play in a bowl this year, I know it's just, you know, it's a huge opportunity for us to go out there and play. And, you know, playing a team like Iowa, who, you know, has so much tradition, you know, we're just excited to get out there and kind of prove to ourselves, you know, the type of character and type of heart that we have and just go out there and finish the season strong.
How much did Ryan's injury impact you guys as an offense? Because statistically, it looks like things haven't been the same for you guys. But obviously, you're in the program, you're going through things where I'm sure you're still thinking in your mind, okay, we're still pretty lethal offense.
Yeah, you know, I feel like there's no getting around the fact that Ryan being gone has impacted us. You know, we haven't had a touchdown pass in, what, 3 or 4 weeks. So, you know, it's been huge that Ryan's been gone. And, you know, we're trying to find, you know, different ways to get the ball in the end zone. And, you know, so we've struggled a little bit here and there. And hopefully, you know, we can make a few changes in this game.
How's Landry been looking here over the last few weeks? Now that you've had some time away from playing actual games, you just had a chance to go back and maybe work on some of those fundamentals.
Yeah, you know, Landry's arm just looks, you know, as strong as ever. You know, I know that, you know, throughout the season, you know, his arm starts to get a little bit weak here and there and a little bit sore. And, you know, he's doing great. You know, he's confident in the pocket, and we have so much confidence in him. And, you know, we're excited to get back out there on Friday night.
Iowa's defensive coordinator likened him to Tom Brady, saying that when he's on his game, he's as good as anybody. Is that – what's your reaction? Do you hear that that's kind of the comparison being made to your quarterback?
Yeah, you know, that's great. You know, he'd always love to play with a great quarterback like that. And you know, I agree. When Landry's on, he's on. And, you know, I feel like there's no stopping him when he's on.
I got to ask you, too, about Blake. It seems like when he gets down to – when you guys get near the goal line, he just seems to be able to just pave his way into that end zone. How does that dynamic, you know, impact what defenses try to do to prepare for it?
Yeah, you know, starting with Blake and the O-line, you know, I know he gives him so much credit. You know, he just, like you said, he manages to find a way in the end zone every time. And, you know, it seems to be unstoppable right now, so we're going to continue to run it.
It's kind of like the comparison that I was thinking back to is when Tebow was at Florida initially, had him and Chris Leak. It almost seems like Tim in the sense that, like, that was what Florida would use him.
Yeah.
Is that kind of where the idea originated from? Or?
I have no clue. I just felt like, you know, I felt like we were struggling in the red zone and struggling to get the ball in the end zone. And you know, we use that package, and it's been working for us, so we're not going to get away from it.
How much incentive have you placed on yourself as far as now kind of emerging as that number one guy without Ryan around? Being that guy that kind of leads the receiving
court. Yeah, you know, even with Ryan there, you know, we always kind of went back and forth. You know, he's the, you know, the senior who's been there for 5 years, and he shows a lot of leadership with his actions and not vocally. So I've kind of been the vocal leader for us, and you know, I'm really trying to step up and just, you know, be in the right place at the right time and doing the right things and really just showing the guys, you know, what we're supposed to be doing and really leading these guys.